Ah, yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to connect with you. So, what we wanted to respond to was a question that we most commonly get asked, and that is, what am I supposed to be doing with my life? Many of you feel that you have a purpose or a mission that you're here to accomplish, and we're here to tell you that in the broadest terms, what you're here to experience is more joy and to be of service. And there are infinite ways for you to play that out. And right now you're being called to kind of shift how you're operating. You're moving out of the 3D lower vibrational masculine energy, which is a process or a procedure for achieving a goal. You're focused on the form and not the frequency. And what you're being asked to do right now is to go within and start to identify frequency and start working with the pulsation of frequency, but also operating, utilizing and integrating the divine masculine energy, which is taking action that is in divine flow. And for many of you, that feels very, very uncomfortable. You don't really trust. It can trigger all the issues around trust and control. And what it forces you to do is to understand your part in co-creation, which is to pulse frequency, and the universe responds by creating the form. It is your job not to create the form, but to be aware of frequency as it is being reflected back to you, and then engage. And if you're locked into the idea of what something looks like, then you miss all the opportunities that frequency can come in, with the exception of the one form that you, your ego, has given approval for. And if you get attached to it, it gets very, very difficult to create. And there are many infinite ways of creating frequency. So it is a lesson for you right now to shift from the old way of action, which is often in opposition to the divine flow, to the new way of masculine action, which is being in divine flow itself. So that's one of the things. And then also the other piece here that's really challenging for you all is that you are often seeking that answer outside of yourselves. You ask us and we're happy to give you feedback, but ultimately it is about you discovering what it is that you want to do. This is about you getting in the driver's seat so that you are actively, consciously creating your reality. This isn't about you being fated and just kind of aligning with that fate. There is a blueprint, yes, that you have created along the way, a guideline for yourself, but it's just that. It's a guideline. It's not an absolute for you. And you are constantly rewriting your contracts and making adjustments to the blueprint. So this isn't so much about another being telling you, whether that being is in another realm or dimension, or whether that is another being in the human realm whom you're getting feedback from. And this is your opportunity to really step into your power as a co-creator. So we invite you right now to start playing with it. And yes, it's going to feel a little uncomfortable, because as you moved out of your childhood years and into your teenage years, you got locked into the idea about repercussions, about failure, about discomfort, judgment, lack of approval. And so you didn't play in the same way. So we encourage you to start playing as you did as a child, to have that sense of adventure and that curiosity, and to stay open to what the form looks like, and to align yourself with the frequency. Check in. What does that frequency feel like at a physical level? What does that frequency feel like at an emotional level? What does it feel like mentally? What thoughts do you have about it? So inner reflection and checking in is a vital part, all right, in this process of co-creation that you're discovering. So be very kind to yourselves over the coming days and weeks. The intensity of the energy is going to seem to increase. It is increasing somewhat, but what makes it seem more intense is the compression of time as you go higher in frequency. So rather than pulling a frequency out over a span of 2 months or 2 years, you're compressing it all into 2 hours or 2 days so that it feels far more intense to you. And yes, it may seem a bit more intense, but it also means that you have the opportunity to move through things at a faster rate as well. So keep that in mind and put your focus on that. So we're around, dear ones. We hope this has helped you in some small way. We'll be talking about this in more detail over the coming months. And until then, we'll be watching and waiting and sending many well wishes.